This is a Retail Insider podcast. You're listening to The Weekly.
Welcome to this week's episode of The Weekly by Retail Insider. I'm Lee Rivett, and I'm joined with the owner and publisher of Retail Insider Media, Craig Patterson, to discuss this week's most read articles on retail-insider.com. So thanks for joining me, Craig.
Hello, everyone.
And now just a quick word from our sponsor, Sageau, Canada's first specialized retail builder. Visit the link in our show notes to see Sageau's holistic approach and transdisciplinary team to explore and understand your needs. Now, back to our podcast. For this week's podcast, we're moving to downtown Toronto, where there's a couple things happening with Bloor Street at Yonge, specifically around Harry Rosen, Bulgari, and Holt Renfrew on Bloor. So Craig, where would you like to start?
Let's have a little discussion of what's happening in the Bloor-Yorkville area in Toronto. I live in the area, I do a lot of stuff around there, but today we're going to talk about three things, like you said. The first one, this is a big announcement. Harry Rosen is going to be moving its flagship store from Bloor Street to Cumberland Street.
And just refresh my memory, where's the current one located?
Sure, it is at 82 Bloor Street West.
Oh, right.
The Harry Rosen store opened in 1987. The store now, it's five floors. It spans a bit over 50,000 square feet. It was extended by two floors in 2000. So it's quite a unique looking store. It's not the first store that Harry Rosen has had on Bloor Street. Harry Rosen in 1970 built a store just next door, basically, at 80 Bloor Street West in an office building. And that space where the Harry Rosen store was, if people know Bloor Street, is where the Roots store currently is located. So it was a lot smaller than the current Harry Rosen store, which is next door in its own standalone building. So there's a little bit of history there. And then going back further in history again, Harry Rosen himself, the gentleman, he started his retail business in 1955. He had a small store on Parliament Street in probably the Cabbage Town area, I guess is what it would have been at the time. And sadly, the founder passed away on Christmas Eve, being December 24th of 2023. So it was honored as a wonderful gentleman who helped transform the menswear and fashion in Canada. So a memorial and hat off to Harry Rosen.
Yes, he created quite a legacy. And so where is this new store going to be located?
The new store is going to be located at 153 Cumberland Street. Now, I'm not sure if the Harry Rosen flagship store is actually going to use that municipal address, but that is the address of that current podium, which is there.
So what's currently there at that podium?
The podium has four retailers on the street level and has two levels above, which are office levels, which I think are actually have already been cleared out. There's a store there called Moscot on the corner, which is an eyewear retailer. It hasn't performed that well, apparently, but it's there. It's a cool looking store. Next to that is a fashion retailer called Nicholas, which has a lot of menswear and some women's wear. That store is going to have to move. So I know that Nick himself spoke to the owner. He's going to be looking for a retail space at least 2,000 square feet and ideally larger, somewhere in the neighborhood for a replacement store. Aveda, I don't know what's going to happen there. They probably will find a new location somewhere in the neighborhood. And Lululemon is an easy one. We already know that I think in April, or at least that's what the sign says on the side of the store, that Lululemon will be opening a much, much larger store right at the corner of Yonge and Bloor Street in Toronto. It'll be three floors and about 12,000 square feet. So the store, the Lululemon store that's on Cumberland Street, the smaller one, which is going to have to close for the Harry Rosen flagship, is only about 3,000 square feet. So it's about a quarter of the size of what this new store is going to be.
Okay, wow, that's a lot of what's existing stuff. But what is the new Harry Rosen going to do with the space?
The Harry Rosen store is going to be three floors. It will take two office levels above the retail. The entire building will be constructed. A service stairwell in the middle of the podium will be removed, I'm sure, just because I know it's there. I talked to Ian Rosen, did a bit of an interview, and there's going to be a curved staircase in the center. There's going to be a coffee bar, VIP areas. It sounds like it's going to be a great store. He says it's going to be kind of unrecognizable. Harry Rosen, as a retailer, is changing its retail strategy in terms of how its stores are configured. So back of house and storage is about 5% of the square footage right now, and that's going to be bumped up to 40%.
Wow, that's a substantial change to how a store functions. And I'm sure that we're going to have a little bit more on Retail Insider on the future of Harry Rosen, because this is one of their new concepts. Is that right?
First location that they're going to be doing with this new concept is West Edmonton Mall, and that'll be opening this spring. So we'll dive into that a little bit more, because I'm really quite curious to see what's going to happen there.
And who's designing it?
DK Studios will be designing this Cumberland Street flagship in Toronto, where Harry Rosen will be moving. And this does signal quite a shift in the Yorkville area. So I spoke to Ian Rosen, and I've spoken to other people as well, just talking about what's happening in Yorkville, especially as a retailer like Harry Rosen, which is quite large, is building a 38,000 square foot store on Cumberland Street in Yorkville. Cumberland Street isn't a street that we've seen a ton of, you know, large retailers on. There is a relatively large Nespresso store next door, but Harry Rosen takes this to another level. And the village of Yorkville over the last decade or so has really been transforming and bringing in different big brands. And it seems like there's a lot more foot traffic moving through the center of this village area. There's a lot more meaningful retail. A block north on Yorkville Avenue, we've seen a build out. First Capital REIT and other landlords have brought in some luxury brands. So we've got Chanel, Brunello Cucinelli, Versace, Stone Island, Christian Louboutin, Isiea, Balenciaga, Kith recently opened in September on Yorkville Avenue. So we've got all kinds of these stores. So the Yorkville area off of Bloor Street is becoming really, it's been a vibrant area for quite a long time, but it's really becoming a vibrant and meaningful area for retail, including for high-end. And we'll talk about Bloor Street after, because it's not dying. It's also doing very well. But we're talking specifically about Cumberland Street, Yorkville Avenue, Hazleton Avenue, where Rod & Gun just opened. So I'll mention that one, too, because a great brand out of New Zealand just opened its first store, article in Retail Insider by the time this podcast comes out. But the story is lovely. It's at 21 Hazleton Avenue, right at the corner of Scollard Street. I'm just going by memory, but it's a nice three-level store with the full fashion collection from this New Zealand-based menswear brand, and more stores to come. So
that's amazing. And that's quite a roster of luxury retailers that are coming through that are existing, but also on the horizon, it sounds.
Now, Bloor Street in Toronto is seeing quite a shift in terms of we're seeing lots of more luxury stores that are coming onto the street. Very often large stores, so these are flagship locations for these brands. Loro Piana is one of these brands, which is currently under construction. I'm very excited about this one. Also, the Saint Laurent boutique, or those may know them as Yves Saint Laurent formerly. So that store should be done eventually quite soon here, I think, hopefully. Quite delayed, but it is a 10,000 square foot store on the street. They're having to do the facade of the 110 Bloor building where it's going to be located in, so it may have a little bit more time for construction, but quite excited to see what it's going to look like. It's going to have a new logo for Saint Laurent, which references the old Yves Saint Laurent logo without the word Yves, but isn't the bold face that we would know, that we would see in all the stores, like at the Yorkdale store, for example, or in Vancouver, or actually, I don't even think Saint Laurent's in Montreal right now at Holt Renfrew Ogilvy, or at least the footwear closed down. I know that a little while ago.
But you mentioned a new luxury retailer, right?
But Bulgari, the Italian jeweler owned by LVMH, is going to be opening a standalone store at the Colonnade on Bloor Street in Toronto.
Okay, so where's the Colonnade again?
The Colonnade is at 131 Bloor Street West. It's a building that has all kinds of other luxury stores in it already. So it's a very dense clustering of luxury brand stores. The building was built in, I believe, 1958. It was Canada's first mixed-use building. So it had retail, office, and residential all in one building. That was groundbreaking at the time. And now many, many, many buildings have that. It's shocking if you don't have mixed use, if you've got a building of that size. But there's all kinds of other retail. So Bulgari will be about 3,300 square feet. It's going to be in a retail space next to Montclair, which opened in 2017. And the retail space where Bulgari is moving into, recently it had some pop-up stores. There was a store there called OTW. I think that's off the wall. It was a pop-up for higher-end sneakers. Before that, Bogner, the German ski brand, had been in there twice, actually, for pop-ups during the pandemic, and had occupied the space for several months. Now we've got Bulgari coming into Lower Yorkville, specifically in the Colonnade at 131 Bloor Street West. And this is another really, really great addition to the street in terms of jewelry. And the broker who did the deal is Jane Baldwin from Leonard. So Jane's been quite active in the neighborhood for years as a broker. She has done deals, I think, at least for, well, a few decades now, including a good number of the stores back in the day on Yorkville Avenue. But anyways, so this is what we've been told here. So very, very exciting news about Bulgari being the latest flagship store that's in the luxury category to open on the luxury run of Bloor Street West in Toronto.
Now, this is the second standalone Bulgari store in Canada, right?
The first one opened in 2014, so 10 years ago, Yorkdale in Toronto. So it's been like 10 years already, which is just pretty shocking just to have had one standalone location before we're getting a second one. But nevertheless, it's coming, and a third one is coming too. But
so tell me about the first store that had opened in Yorkdale.
So that store expanded quite a bit in October of 2022 because I went to the grand reopening of the store, which had been fully renovated and expanded to about 2,900 square feet. It's beautiful, by the way. It's just jaw-dropping stunning. I mean, that's my review of the space. The Cartier store next to it is also really gorgeous. They both split another retail space that had been occupied by Mulberry, the British bag brand that failed in Canada, unfortunately. But Bulgari, Yorkdale, beautiful store, sells one of the top-selling stores, I think, in North America for the brand. So we'll see how Bloor Street does. But really exciting times. But I think what this means as well is the Bulgari does have a store on Bloor Street already a little bit, but it's a concession at Holt Renfrew. And I suspect, without having any insider information, but it's probably going to exit Holt Renfrew and do its own standalone store. So, which has been a bit of a trend that we've seen quite recently with some of the concessions at Holt Renfrew. Not all, but some for sure.
So speaking about Holt Renfrew, tell me a little bit about Holt Renfrew at 50 Bloor Street West.
So yes, the Holt Renfrew store at 50 Bloor Street West had a birthday this month, turning 45 years old. I wanted to honor that a little bit just because I didn't want to wait 5 years until the store turns 50 to do this. But yeah, the Holt Renfrew store, 1979 it opened, and it actually replaced another location nearby. I'll talk about that store afterwards. But this new 1979 splashy store at 50 Bloor Street West had, at the time, I read a newspaper article in the Toronto Star because it's now in newspapers.com. So I was able to get some information on that. And it was three floors. I don't think it had, it apparently didn't have a basement at the time. That was added later on. I'm going to keep getting a hold of some people who worked in the store or were managers in 1978 just to get some information, even for my own interest. But on the main floor of the store, it had various things such as these boutiques for Valentino. They're actually all Italian. But Valentino, Basile, Fendi, and Salvatore Ferragamo. So these were on the main floor. They had cosmetics, handbags. I think the old one had, one was footwear, was on the main floor. That I think that the other one had the new store had footwear upstairs. I'm just saying because I read various articles for my research for my story that I've been writing. But menswear was on the main floor of the 50 Bloor Street store in about 5,500 square feet. So much, much smaller than what we'd see today for menswear at Holt Renfrew. That's about the size of the Gucci concession at Yorkdale now, and that was the entire menswear department of Holt Renfrew in 1979 on Bloor Street. But the second floor had women's apparel. It was, and I think women's contemporary, a bit more of designer focus on that floor, which it is still today. I think footwear was there as well. The third floor had some women's wear, kids wear, gourmet food, and a restaurant. So there had been a restaurant up there at the time. I actually didn't know that until I did my research. The store eventually expanded. A restaurant had moved. A hair salon had moved in over the years. Actually, there was a hair salon at first, but a Estee Lauder spa had gone into the store in years past in the early 2000s, even the late 90s, perhaps. There was a Giorgio Armani store on the main floor for a time period in the 90s. So the store's got quite a history to it. And again, having been there since 1979, happy birthday to that store. I'll talk a little bit about what's happened more recently. During the pandemic, it got a new facade. The store from 1979 until 2021 or whatever it was had a marble facade, and now it's a kind of a beige stone facade. The store, like I said, has expanded over the years. It's recently seen renovations inside. So over the course, before the pandemic and then into the pandemic, the main floor was being expanded and renovated and new concessions were being put in there. Before the pandemic, I know Fendi had opened a store there. We saw Saint Laurent open. We saw Bulgari, as I mentioned, David Yurman, Balenciaga. All kinds of these stores were opening just before the pandemic. And then during the pandemic, we saw the second floor being renovated with a new Gucci shop and a new Celine. Chanel upgraded its, completely upgraded its concession on the second floor with a new presence, but in the same location where it had been before. And the third floor has seen some renovations and is continuing to see renovations now. The third floor is getting a men's store. So Holt Renfrew's men's store at 100 Bloor Street West, which opened in 2014, is going to be closing before the end of this year. And menswear is going to be moved back into the 50 Bloor Street Holt Renfrew store. And that'll be on the third floor of that store. So, and for anyone around the mezzanine area of that Holt Renfrew store, when you exit from the second floor up the half flight of escalators onto the mezzanine where the restaurant is, there's women's footwear. A few months ago, or a good number of months ago now, after Nordstrom closed, the Belgian luxury brand Delvaux, which has got some of the most fine handcrafted bags in the world, opened a boutique on the mezzanine level where footwear is, oddly enough, for Delvaux. It's a bright blue space. I don't know if it's that bright, but it's a beautiful, rich blue space that has Delvaux bags. So it's worth having a trip up there if anyone's interested, because some people may not know it's there if they haven't been up there recently as well. So the Holt Renfrew store at 50 Bloor Street West is terrific. It's seen some renovations. There's going to be more updates coming, I know, to the second floor. And the third floor, like I said, is going to be getting menswear, as well as some women's contemporary clothing in that area. We'll see how that's going to be configured. I'll touch base with the team to get a bit more information, say, on what brands are going to be carried in the men's store. I don't know yet what those are going to be, because I don't think they were actually finalized last time I was speaking with them. So, yeah, very curious to learn more. So I'm excited to learn more, and I'll report back on what I learn whenever I'm allowed to say it, if because sometimes I'm not always able to right away.
Now, wasn't Holt Renfrew at 144 Bloor Street West at one point? I can't remember.
Yeah. So the going back in a little bit of history, as we've talked about this 50 Bloor Street store, prior to the 50 Bloor Street Holt Renfrew store opening, Holt Renfrew was at 144 Bloor Street West. So for those who don't know, and that's probably most people because I just put out a number, that's where the Burberry store is located on Bloor Street. So Holt Renfrew occupied, when it opened, so it actually took another floor after that apparently, but Holt Renfrew took four upper floors, so ground, second, third, fourth, as well as the basement. The store carried all the way through to Cumberland Street. So all the way from Bloor to Cumberland Street, no columns. It was a 45-foot wide store, I believe is what they were saying in terms of the size, with no columns because of the way the steel girders were supporting the building. And it was the first steel and metal building in Canada, or steel and glass building, I should say, sorry, built in Canada in 1955 when Holt Renfrew opened. I think construction started about 1952, or it was proposed in 51, I know that. But anyways, that building still stands today. But it sounds like it was really jumbled up. I had never been in the old store because I was 3 years old when it closed. But the main floor had menswear. It had women's footwear, fragrances and cosmetics and gourmet candies. And it was just, you go up each floor. The third floor seemed to be the designer floor. They actually had a Christian Dior salon up there. There was a rendering of it in this newspaper ad that I've clipped that I've be putting into an article, or probably the article's already gone out by the time this podcast goes out, but putting these images in there that I found. And actually the reason I did this article, honestly, I just went into newspapers.com and I saw that the Toronto Star had been uploaded, and I wanted to talk a bit more about some retail history in Toronto. And I found some of these things and said, oh, this would be really fun to put together as an article and talk about in a podcast, because I'm also interested in retail history. I mean, we talk about what's happening now, but I got interested in retail decades ago, and things were different, and it is interesting to talk about it, because seeing what's happening now, if we look in the past, it does give some context. And the one for, back to the 144 Bloor Holt Renfrew store, the coolest part, I think, would have been on Cumberland Street. This doesn't exist there anymore. There's a big Nespresso store there now that before Nespresso had actually been a movie theater, and before the movie theater had been Holt Renfrew. But the Cumberland Street entrance apparently had a tree-lined curved driveway called Renfrew Walk. This sounds so elegant. If there's anyone that shopped in the store, I'd love to hear from you just what this looked like. Prior to Holt Renfrew moving into 144 Bloor Street in 55, we're going way back in history, in about 1910, Holt Renfrew had moved into the corner of Adelaide and Yonge Street in a three-level building, much smaller than any of the other stores we're talking about here. But Holt's had operated there for about, I think it was 45 years, right downtown in what is now the Financial District. And the store is still, the building, well, okay, the facade is still there. Let me put it that way. The building was standing until a few years ago, not that long ago, actually. It had a Mama's Pizza on the main floor. I was a little blown away with what they did, because they actually took the facade, rebuilt it into an office building, and flipped it on its side. So it's not even on the right corner or in the right direction. It's just really bizarre, but technically the facade of this old Holt Renfrew store is still there. So, and the building was built, I think, in the late 1800s, because I know it was repurposed. Actually, I think it was built in 1850. Yeah, it was 1850. It's very old. But again, technically the building was demolished quite recently, but the facade has been maintained. And then the very first Holt Renfrew store in Toronto opened in 1889. Down when King Street East was the retail area, because Toronto was a very small city back then, and 71 to 73 King Street East is that address. I'm just going by memory, but I seem to have a pretty good memory today. So anyways, that's the story of Holt Renfrew's Toronto history. The brand was founded, the retailer was founded in 1837 in Quebec City. as a hat retailer and got into furs quite quickly, and had its operations in Quebec and Montreal, expanded into Toronto and Winnipeg, which was a very important city back in the days.
Well, thank you for going through a lot of the different changes that are happening on Bloor Street in downtown Toronto, Craig, and chat with you next week.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Take care and bye for now.